I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Astros are in a dogfight now in the division. We'll talk about that in just a second as we welcome you back in on a Monday here on Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne. The Astros are one up in the loss column, a half game up in the standing. So as of right now, it's a dogfight. The good news, it's the Mariners they're dogfighting with. The Mariners will find a way to mess it up, I'm pretty sure. But Seth, I loved yesterday's win. We'll get to the good news and the bad news as to where the Astros are right now. And tonight is going to be incredible out at the ballpark with everything going, with all the returns, like three huge returns tonight at the ballpark. I loved that game yesterday because the Yankees got a taste of sort of everything that the Astros have kind of been about this year, which was we got home runs from Correa and Altuve. So they got treated, you know, they got old school weighed by the Astros. You know, they're used to that, Correa and Altuve doing those things. You had a huge clutch hit from Cam Smith, who the Yankees have had yet to deal with until this weekend. But his hit that he got with the bases loaded against an elite level pitcher in Max Fried in the fourth inning, Astros up 2-0, and he was down 0-2 quick in that at bat. Mm-hmm. Worked it back to 3-2, had a really, really gutsy take on 2-2. I mean, gutsy as hell. Got it to 3-2 and then laced one down the line for a two-run double. I thought that was the biggest hit of the game because that gave Jason Alexander, who again is also part of this story the Yankees got a dose of, which is, yeah, the Astros are taking these nobodies and turning them into serviceable, in the case of Jason Alexander, the last two starts, very good major league pitchers. He had a no-hitter through three or four innings yesterday.
I think it was through six it ended up being.
They got a hit against – oh, yeah, it was five. It was through five. That's right. They got a hit in the six. That's right, because I was going – because I was half paying attention because I was doing some Texan stuff, and I'm going – When they got the first hit in the sixth inning, the Yankees, and that's the first hit for the Yankees, I'm like, will you guys please mention the no-hitter at least? So I would pay closer attention to the game if I knew there was a no-hitter. I was kind of half-watching the game. But between yesterday, between the home run and the way Correa has been since they acquired him, we'll talk about that. He'll get acknowledged for that at 7:20. But the home runs from Altuve and Correa, the big hit from Cam Smith, The start from Jason Alexander and the fact that they did it against one of the Yankee aces in Max Fried, it was just a ball of joy yesterday.
I would say the game tying walk by Christian Walker as well. Like there was
two nights you're talking about.
Oh, that was
Saturday.
2 days ago.
That was Saturday.
Yep. Go ahead.
That was Saturday.
Everything's all jumbled up in my brain. I'll sort it out by the time the show.
It's no worries. Yeah, but that, I'm just strictly yesterday. I just like the series of things that led to a 7-1 win to me. I'm like, these are the. If a Yankee fan were to ask me, how are the Astros in this spot right now? You know, how are they a half game up when they've had all these injuries? How are they in first place in the division? I almost feel like that game yesterday, just hand them a checklist of all the things that went on yesterday. Like, here's why. All these things right here, you know? So it was good, man. It's a good weekend. 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Me like.
It was the Altuve. Yankees fans are convinced that Altuve is plays out of his brain when he plays against them. The funny thing is that he's about his performance against the Yankees have been pretty much his average performance across his entire career.
Yeah.
The difference is the home runs, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the most home runs against the Yankees of any non-divisional opponent.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many of them have come in big-time games. Or the when I said this, I tweeted this yesterday, I can't get mad at the Yankees because they've bent over backwards to send Altuve to the Hall of Fame.
They have. They've done their part, yes.
It's overall, sure, he's been about his normal self versus the Yankees. But whenever you're playing the Yankees, it's a higher profile game, which helps in the Hall of Fame emotional bank of anybody
sure.
who might be voting. They just
sure.
remember those moments. And two, it's just the way in which he does it. He hits home runs versus the Yankees.
He's hit 15. Does it not feel like more than 15 to you? I mean, he's been in the league. He's been in baseball for 15 years now.
I think so, just because it's been poignant. They've been poignant moments that it feels like more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you're right, because they're either in big spots or, in the case of this weekend, they're in early at-bats. You know, his mm-hmm. first at-bat, and it gives them twice. In the two wins, he hit home runs in the first inning of these games. So that was cool to see. Boy, tonight is going to be something else, huh? What of the three returns to Daikin Park, power rank them, Seth. Alex Bregman's return to Daikin Park for the first time since, you know, leaving the Astros in free agency. Carlos Correa's homecoming return to Daikin Park. Or the one that honestly excites me the most, because it matters for baseball purposes the most, is Christian Javier's return to the mound tonight from Tommy John surgery.
Oh, I think the Correa is the one that probably excites me the most,
mm-hmm.
Just from an emotional standpoint. It helps that he's been so good since he came back.
1,100 OPS.
What's his OPS?
It's nearly 1,100. Yeah.
That's pretty good, Sean.
That's good. Last I checked, that's a
good
number.
After a little bit of a slow start, too.
Yes.
So
yes.
You factor that into it, and he's been even better since after that first game.
That's six straight multi-hit games. I mean, he has been elite since he got back here.
I think Correa is going to be the fun one. Bregman, it'll be kind of cool, but also just given how the last series went versus the Red Sox, I don't need to see any reminders of how awesome Bregman is as a baseball player.
I agree with that. What about Javier? You excited?
Javier, I'm just more nervous than anything.
Okay.
He hasn't. Look, you don't read too much into rehab starts, but his invisible doesn't look to be at peak effectiveness right now. I know his velocity has been there since, but that's his velocity has never really been the thing.
No.
It's that he's got a 94 mile per hour fastball that looks to the batter like it's a 98 or 99 mile per hour fastball because of the spin rate. And he hasn't been making them miss his fastball as much as he does when he's at his peak.
His velocity has never been the thing in terms of he's a guy who relies on 98 mile an hour heat like some guys do. But the last 2 years, as clearly there, as it turns out, there was something going on with his arm. That 94 that you're talking about turned into 92 and 91.
Yeah.
He needs to be at a certain velocity, but you're absolutely right. He's not a guy that blows you away. He's a guy that does it with some witchcraft. I'm excited about that. Look, knock on wood, like his is the only rehab that has gone, like if you hand somebody a textbook for here's what you want Tommy John rehab to look like. He got the surgery late May in 2024, and here he is in, you know, still relatively early August, a year late. I mean, that's less than 15 months.
Let me ask you, I'm going to have you power rank these three guys in a matter of how much your sphincter is tightened.
Okay.
So on the sphincter tightening meter, you've got three guys that just jump into my brain.
Yeah.
Javier, just because he's coming back, et cetera, et cetera. He has had a smooth rehab by Astros standards, especially.
Yes.
I mean, it's been, 15 months or so since his injury?
Yeah, May 24th, 2024 was when he got the surgery. Yep.
Okay, so 14, 15 months since his surgery, and it's been relatively smooth. So I like that. But you got Javier.
Okay.
You've got Arrighetti.
Yep.
Had some bad luck, but also, you know, wasn't locating his pitches perfectly.
It might be, going back and looking at the box score the next day and just listening and having watched the game, you know, like all those things, it was the strangest game. Like, it was 3 2/3 innings. He did give up a home run, so that's not good. 11 hits where half of them are infield hits is a weird thing. So, Arrighetti, who's the third one?
Fromber.
Okay. Now that's a good one. Now they lose on Saturday. Fromber, they've lost three straight Fromber starts now after winning 13 in a row.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, power rank my sphincter tightening on all these. I'm going to put Javier at number one just because we have no idea what it's going to... Arrigetti, I think, is going to be fine. His injury was a broken hand. I don't think that's something that's going to crop up again. Like, I think he's physically... He just needs to pitch in major league games. I think he's going to be okay. Javier's number one because of the unknown. Framber is... you know what? Arrigetti's number two just because he ain't Framber. Framber's going to be fine. They've lost three straight starts of his. The first one, he pitched amazing. They just couldn't hit. And so he had that one bad inning against the Red Sox that was super weird. But other than that one bad, you know, he's balking. They had all these errors and mental errors. It was one bad inning. The most recent one, he was not good on Saturday. Like, he was just flat out not good on Saturday.
And his curveball was the one that... Yeah. His curveball had been, until three games ago, going into that game, it was the best of his career in terms of his whiff rate on curveballs. And then he couldn't make people miss his curveball on Saturday. So it's more of a... Even though he hasn't been himself for a few games, it's just that I trust that he's going to figure that out, whatever's causing that.
Framber, I'll tell you what, Seth, with Framber, I'll tell you what I gain an appreciation of is how amazing he was in 2022 when he had the 25 straight quality starts.
Yeah.
Like, you look now, and Framber is still a quality start machine. He leads the league in quality starts, and he's had 16 of them. But he's, since that year in 2022 where he was good pretty much every start, he's had these fits and starts in the regular season in 23 and 24, and he's always eventually figured it out. That's why he's at the bottom of my power rankings.
You don't worry that it's a fatigue issue.
If it
were a younger pitcher or somebody else, I might worry, you're getting down towards the end of the season. So I don't worry about it being fatigue.
No.
I do worry a little bit, and this was something that remember when they instituted the pitch clock? Framber was one of the guys we were most nervous about because he needed time to collect himself.
Yeah.
And part of him becoming a steady pitcher had been taking a little stroll around the back of the mound and everything.
Yep.
So we wondered how that was going to affect him. He does currently lead the league in pitch clock violations.
Yeah, he took the lead on Saturday. He had a big one on Saturday to Judge.
Oh, your full his full count, right? Yeah.
Yes, and he walked in with it.
So,
yeah.
That's the part that I worry. I hope he's still with the same sports psychologist and everything, and all that can maybe work out. It's weird. It's scary, but I also know that he can overcome some of these mental hurdles at times. It's just a matter of addressing it. So I trust that he'll be all right. Yeah, he'd be third on my sphinctometer.
Yeah, yeah. For me to put him worry about Framber ahead of concern over a Tommy John return and Spencer Arrigetti would be disrespectful to Framber. So I like power ranking that, though, because you're right. I mean, there are these issues right now. And, you know, I mean, like, even Hunter – you know, Hunter has he's been better than he was those couple of bad starts he had, but he still only went 5 1/3 on Friday, you know?
Well, and I've been the one all season long saying, nah, pitching, don't worry about it. Your trade deadline moves are these guys coming back from the IL.
Here we are.
And then Arrigetti, come on, Arrigetti. I've kind of built a platform here. Now, Javier has had a smooth recovery. He, as opposed to, say, Luis Garcia hasn't pitched a baseball in a game that matters in a long time.
No, but he was awesome this weekend in his rehab start. He four shutout innings with 7 Ks in his rehab start.
So I guess those three guys, Javier, Arrigetti, and Garcia, are the guys that I have the most personal reputation to gain or lose just based on me trying to act like it was no big deal that you didn't get a pitcher at the trade deadline.
Is Lance just off the grid now? Is he like he had a blister? He should be back pretty soon, right?
Lance is, you know, we talked about this last week about Lance is becoming one of those guys that just has weird injuries all the time, and sometimes it's major, and then there's a hiccup in the recovery.
He's the Terrence Jones of the Astros.
I took a Google stroll through his injury history, and I'd completely forgotten the time he got injured by a champagne cork. That was so now for weird injuries, we had the time he got hit by a champagne cork in the playoffs, and then there was also, obviously, it wasn't like out at dinner on a Friday night. We were at Nobu in LA.
Yeah.
And the other was the freak weight room accident where he tripped over or dropped what was the weight room? Drop a weight on his foot?
No, because it wasn't a blunt force thing. It's like he pulled a muscle above his toe or
like
something.
Tripped
like
over that. Something.
You're right. He is the weird injury guy. So but Javier tonight, and and I think we get a Hunter Brown sighting in this series. I'll have to go. It's Hunter and Spencer Arrigetti. I'm not sure in which order. I think it's Arrigetti, then Hunter in this series. So three against the Red Sox. And they're all big games now. You got a half game lead in the division. How nervous are you right now about the Mariners nipping at their heels, Seth?
Oh, it's the Mariners. That's right. Yeah. I try not to think about the fact that the Mariners just continually blow it as the season winds down because every team is different every year.
Sure.
I'd put that, I don't know. I'm on a 5 out of 10 right now. I don't feel awesome about the Astros right this moment with all of the question marks that we just addressed.
Yep.
I'm actually, honestly, when I saw that they have 47 games remaining, which just crept up on me quick, that, wow, this thing is coming down to the wire. 47 baseball games is not a lot of baseball games.
Nope.
And I'm embracing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's nervousness or excitement, but I like that there's a little bit of a crunch in the division right now.
Yep. All right, we have some injury updates for the Astros. We'll get to those in headlines. We'll circle back to the Texans as well. Biggest takeaway from Saturday night's game against the Minnesota Vikings. We got a little Rockets news as well for the schedule that we'll get to, and some NFL. We got a lot to get to, man. And we're here till it's Monday, so we're here till 8 a.m. Texans All Access, or Texans Training Camp Live, I should say. I don't know if it's All Access or Training Camp Live. You're going to get Mark Vandermeer and John Harris from 8 to 10 on Mondays, and then off to the races. In the loop after that, the drive in Area 45 here on Sports Radio 610. Headlines are next. Stay there. This is Payne and Pendergast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.